Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, I taught the difference between looking at the actions of a person and saying what he looks like and judging that person. Let's continue with that thought today. When you are walking in love, your heart is merely seeking to please its object. Righteous routines are good, but not if they are without heart. You see, our heart has to be in it. Now, I've heard people say this over the years of different pastors, preachers, and so forth, and preachers I didn't even know in many cases. Well, they speak the truth, but they don't have love in their heart. Listen, when somebody says that, get away from them. Get away from them. More than likely, one thing is what that truth they've preached has stepped on their toes and they're mad. But more importantly, they're claiming deity for themselves and they're saying, I know what's in their heart. And that, they don't. They don't know if there's love in their heart or not. Now, we can tell by actions. I once had a member that had her arms around some other girls and they were kissing each other on the cheek and all that. And I said to another person, that looks like lesbianism. They said, are you claiming to God? You don't know what's in their heart. I said, no. I says, but when you act like a lesbian, just like when I'm not judging a person that tells me a lie, I'm not judging them call a liar. I'm looking at the fruit. The Bible tells us that we're to tell a tree by its fruit. If a person's lying, then we know he's a liar or she's a liar. So that's not judging their heart. That's seeing the fruit. And when people do those things, then you say, well, that's the fruit. Now, again, these are people, and just as the example I just used, are so wrapped up in themselves that when they want to justify something, God takes a back burner. And trying to justify another person may not have been a lesbian. We didn't accuse them of being a lesbian. We just said, that is like lesbianism. For girls to sit around, hardly any clothes on, kissing each other, may not have been a lesbian act, but it's not good. It's not good. It's wrong. Don't try to justify those things. Don't try to guard those things. Don't try to guard sin. Stand up for Jesus, stand up for what is right. That is having love. That is walking as he walked. That is having the love of God in your heart. Now, remember Jesus, when they're complaining about him healing on the Sabbath, he says, how many of you will go out and rescue an ox or something that's fallen in the ditch? You're putting that ox above this man that just got healed of this terrible infirmity. And you see, these people have no idea of the kind of sin they are committing when they do these things. They have a routine of religion, but they're trying to please friends or their own motives. Love is a hard issue. Now, we ought to walk as he walked, and we will if we abide, if we are true and not deceived. Jesus said, I come to do thy will, O Lord, in Psalm 40. And again, it's repeated in Hebrews chapter 10, Old and New Testament. We just read in 1 John here in our text, and it does those things that always please him. Remember, Matthew 26:39, and he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Oh, all the sin of this perfect Son of God. This perfect Son of God have all the sin of the world placed upon him. The wrath of the Father be poured out upon his human spirit. He would have no mercy for that hour for his human spirit. He would suffer in full. He knew what was coming, and he says, oh, if it's possible. But nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. His humanity doesn't want to go that. As a matter of fact, Hebrews chapter 12 says that on the cross, he despised the cross. He despised the shame. But he had his heart set on the joy set before him. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't look to the present. Look to eternity. Now, if we saith, that is, we continually say this, we abide in him, then we will not have problems with church attendance. We won't have problems with tithing. We won't have problems with witnessing. We won't have problems with separation from the world and subjection to those in authority over us. Wives will not have problems with being subjected to their husbands. Husbands won't have problems with loving their wives as Christ loved the church. We'll walk as he walked, knowing, hey, I have an accountability to God, and I want to give it with joy. Walking as he walks includes John 13:34-35. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Now, that's what the Bible says. The Bible says that it's true, and Jesus is the one that said it. Don't call Jesus a liar. So, he says not only love. You know, we read Mark 12:30 a little while ago about loving the Lord your God with all your heart and your strength and so forth. And the second commandment was to love thy neighbors thyself. Jesus strengthened it. He made in the New Testament a law, a new commandment that was stronger than the Old Testament law. And that is to love one another as he loves us. That's even stronger. It's loving yourself. It's loving as he loved us. In Philippians 2:5-8, we've touched on verse 5 earlier, but let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He was willing to die for his Lord. Well, we think of those people in the Middle East that had a chance to renounce their faith in Christ and become Muslims, or had their heads chopped off, or see their children get their heads chopped off. Die very cruel, torturous deaths, and they stood for Christ. And how many of us cower when somebody laughs, or pray for them to know that we go to church? Oh, what a terrible thing. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21-23, for even hereunto were ye called. Now, this is your call. This is a call upon every saved person. For hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps. Now, remember, walk as he walked. Our verse in 1 John 2, verse 6. So you should follow in his steps. This is the example. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Well, my friend, that is walking as he walked. Now, that is tough. I'll be the first to admit that is a tough thing. Walking as he walked when so many just did so much evil to him. Jesus told us, "But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." I've got men I've prayed for 30 and 40 years that I've had some that have actually called me and got things right after that many years. Praise the Lord. He did it. I prayed, but he did it. Now, we want to walk as he walked. And again, he's our example. This walking is not just in word, but rather, as we read earlier in this particular part of our study in verses 4 through 6, it's not just word and tongue, but 1 John 3:18 says, "Indeed and in truth." Now, I look at the ministry we have here. We have a Christian school. Boy, and I believe that I have as good a staff as I've ever had, from top to bottom. Now, they're we perfect? No, far from it. How can they? Well, they got this guy as their pastor, me. But, you know, I would say for the most part, I have some very good teachers here. And, you know, every year we have maybe one or two that leave. When you have about 40, 50 employees or more, then you'll have one or two that will leave along the line. I've had as many as 10 or 15 leave in one year because doctrinally we wouldn't compromise. But most of the time that doesn't happen. That happens about once every 10 or 15 years at the most. But there's always two or three that may leave. Not always because they're mad, but because of situations in life, maybe a call or whatever. But people come here. When they come, they're hired. They know the rules ahead of time. One of the rules is they are in church, at our church. They're faithful. They've got to have at least 75% attendance, and that's, I think, being very liberal, although I hate the word liberal. Let them miss 25% of the time if it comes up. And usually those misses are for sickness or sometimes for going out of town, not just for going to the beach.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.